Hi, friends, and welcome to the Root and Rise podcast. My name is Brianne, and with each episode, I intend to plant some seeds of insight, help you water them with love, and send you off with a little extra light to help you root and rise. Today, we are talking about the strength and vulnerability. But first, I would like to acknowledge you, my listener and friend, for being here with me today. You are the reason for this podcast. I appreciate your presence, and I'm really excited to help you root and rise.
Let me start off by making one thing very clear. We all have bad days. We all experience uncomfortable and challenging emotions. We all make mistakes, and we all struggle from time to time. That's just a part of the human experience. So how did we get to a place in that very human experience where acknowledging that truth seems to be so rare? We lie on our bad days and say that we're doing fine when really we don't feel fine. We put on masks to conceal those uncomfortable and challenging emotions, hiding them from the world. The struggles that we face are nearly impossible to see through the filtered, curated, and staged photos that we post on social media. Think about mentors, bosses, or people in power. If they act untouchable and like their life is perfect, we won't go to them if something is wrong. We will continually strive for their level of perfection, the level that we're perceiving as perfection, and it's unattainable, so we're going to be continually disappointed. Because it's all an image, it's just an act. The social media, the masks we wear, the words we say to pretend that we're fine. And for what? To pretend like we have perfect lives or the perfect body, that we're the perfect partner, perfect spouse, perfect parent. But perfect doesn't exist. I've talked about this in so many of my podcasts. Perfect is a completely unattainable goal. If we chase after perfection, we will live our lives in a constant state of disappointment because we will never reach perfection. And not for lack of trying, not for lack of determination, not because we're not good enough, talented enough, or worthy enough of perfection, or even lucky enough, simply because we are human. And as humans, we are by nature, imperfect in our own beautiful ways. So imagine how freeing it would feel to just be in these challenging moments, to not be continually spending our efforts on covering up, masking, or convincing others of something that doesn't exist. What if we really just accepted and acknowledged and shared these challenging experiences with others? We label our challenges, our bad days, any other expression of the natural emotions that come up in difficult moments as weak. And it's not our fault. We've been conditioned to believe that these parts of ourselves need to be hidden away, rarely seen or heard. Whether that is to portray an image of perfection or positivity, or to try to keep others from feeling uncomfortable with our challenging moments. We are taught that we can have it all and do it all and be it all and hold it all together, but that's not strength. Strength is talking about the challenges, acknowledging them, being vulnerable, and yes, I'll say it, crying. A weak person could not face those thoughts. They couldn't face those emotions. They couldn't allow themselves to deal with those challenges. A weak person couldn't allow themselves to feel those feelings or to ask for help. I say this as someone who has been both a weak person and a strong person in my life. When I was weak, I spent so much energy just trying to appear as if I was strong. I was completely incapable of crying. I wouldn't allow myself to. I didn't talk about my struggles or my very human experience with others. I just put on a mask for the world to see in hopes that they would think that I was thriving when I was anything but. Now that I've healed and consider myself a stronger person, I'm the opposite of what I envisioned strength looking like for myself. I talk about my challenges openly. I feel my feelings deeply. And yes, I even cry sometimes. And I can tell you, it takes a massive amount of strength to do all of these things. And it takes a lot of strength to ask for and accept help. Listen, strong people need support. They need support systems. Not because they lack anything, but because they're smart enough to know that they can't do it all on their own. No one can. And the people who try to do it all on their own can't get as far as they could with a little extra help. And strong people are vulnerable. They share their struggles and pain. They are capable of crying and allowing those difficult but temporary emotions to exist. And you know what these strong people show to others? That it's okay to be human. It's okay to be flawed. And it's okay to struggle, because we all do. By allowing yourself to exist in your very human experience of struggles, mistakes, and failures, you're allowing others to do the same without as much shame.
Thank you for tuning in to the Root and Rise podcast. As always, I am so grateful to have you here with me today. I hope that this has brought you some insight and inspired you to root and rise in your own life. I love hearing from you. So please follow me on Instagram at Root and Rise Podcast, and be sure to send your comments, questions, or just reach out to say hello. I love making new friends. If you would like to review notes on today's episode, head over to rootandriseblog.com. Make sure to subscribe. And if you loved what you heard today, or know someone who would benefit from hearing it, please take a screenshot and tag me to share this on your social media. My name's Brianne, and until next time, I'll be sending you so much light so you too can root and rise.